الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Yesterday we tried to explain that we should not follow in the footsteps of Shaitan. Allah Ta'ala declared he is our open enemy. Certain aspects that we wasting our time, for example, passing our time, getting involved in things like films, movies, etc., on the phone. So at this time, Shaitan is also that you have got free time, so we can capitalize on it and make capital gain on this free time that we have. But Shaitan, our arch enemy, he is going to take us away. And instead of making the most out of it, he will let us make the worst out of it. So we have to be very careful. Also, there are various ways, ulama have explained, of following Shaitan. And Shaitan's tricks are also so many. He's so shrewd. And he comes to everyone in a different way. So for many of us also, Shaitan, especially on the phone, on WhatsApp, on all Twitter, etc., all these applications and all the various different things, all the messages that are going around, we get involved in that. And then we get involved in, for example, badgumani. People put on some message which is not even a genuine message. Anyone puts on a message from anyone, and he writes anything, and we start thinking bad of the person. And but gumani, to have evil thoughts of somebody, and we got no proof of it also. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will be taken to task for that also. And if we think good about somebody, even if we haven't got proof, we will get sawab for it. But today we just see a message, we take it like it is, like wahi, like it is come down, and we accept it, and we start passing it on also. So we are getting involved in guna, but gumani. Then we get involved in ghibat. Now we are passing the message around, we are getting involved in ghibat. We start talking about it. And there are so many of Allah's bandas who are really pious, but people want to paint them in the wrong way. Enemy, Shaitan, will do that. Will make the pious look to be very wrong also. And he'll bring such things, and we get involved in that. Now we are involved in badgumani, we are involved in ghibat, we are involved in chughli, carrying tales about people, and just sitting at home, or sitting having nothing to do, and just on the phone, we are busy sending messages, receiving messages, so we get so much involved in all the wrong things. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi has written that Shaitan, the different ways he works, gives an example of two friends or two brothers, one who was very, very pious, and the other one was the complete opposite. The pious one should always advise him and tell him to do good. One day he became so angry and he said, Allah will never forgive you. And then when both died, Allah called both. And the other one, the sinner, used to say, leave me with Allah. Allah will sort me out, will look after me. For him, he had hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah sent him to Jannah. And the other one who gave him that baddua, Allah punished him for that. So we also have to be careful. In the same breath, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also writes that on the other hand, it mustn't be people who are misleading people, taking them on the wrong road, and we make them our leaders, and we follow them. So it's a very fine line between the two. Don't criticize, don't condemn any person. Don't think I'm better than anyone. And this happens. Today we feel that, and also an ajeeb thing, that as far as the law of the country is concerned, for example, commercial law, criminal law, all different laws, nobody finds fault in that. It's the law of the country. You have to accept it. But Allah's law, divine laws, everyone got a comment. and everyone got an opinion that I think like this. I don't know anything about deen. I'm a jahil. But I think my opinion is this. With regard to the law of the country, nobody will say that. They say, law of the country, we accept it, we have to follow it. But divine law, Allah's law, which Allah sent, and which ulama devoted their whole life in order to explain that law, to understand it, to give its proper explanation. And this is from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, but in there, then we all want to give our own opinion. So we should be very careful. Shaitan will come in different ways now that we got like this free time, and he will attack us in different ways. We can capitalize on this and make so much out of this free time now that we have got. And otherwise, the same free time for every person, people who are a bit far from deen in their different ways, films, movies, comedies, all cartoons, all computer games, all funny things people are getting involved in. And on the other side, in the name of deen, shaitan will also come. And that this is our deeni matter. And what we actually had to be doing, turning to Allah Ta'ala. And that we're doing nothing of that. Making our ibadat, our amal, ta'alluq ma'allah, and we make connection with Allah Ta'ala. That's what we had to do. Shaitan took us so nicely away from that we hardly realize it. Such a sugar-coated pearl he gave us, and we think that is now the thing we have to do, and what we had to do, we are not doing. And not only in this free time, soon we find mort has overtaken us, and what we had to prepare for, we prepared nothing whatsoever. And we did everything the opposite. And at that time, a person will cry till his tears will get finished. Pus will come from his eyes, blood will come, but it won't move the mercy of Allah. Now, if a person just makes tawbah, istighfar, even it will put off the fires of Jahannam for that person. Yeah, just one drop of tear in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah, and the fire of Jahannam Allah will put off for him. And on the day of Qiyamah, a person will cry, seas of tears, but it's not going to help him anything there. So Allah give us tawfiq to be careful and to consider that shaitan, how he is attacking us, and he doesn't spare anyone. The most learned also, the most ignorant also, anyone shaitan destroys. He took a qasam that I will be behind, I'll come from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back, from all sides. And he will trick us in different ways. Only Allah can protect us. For that, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. So many وفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. So many beautiful du'as we have been taught to take the protection of Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq and save us from all the haram in every way. No matter how deeny front it has got, but it's a big haram, it's kufr sometimes also. And we are thinking we are in deen. So Allah protect us, inshallah.